Every so often, there are moments that define a generation. For my grandfather, who marched in Patton's army, and my grandmother, who worked on a bomber assembly line while he was at war, it was the liberation of Europe and the rebuilding of an America that offered unrivaled opportunity and mobility for the middle class. Decades later, men and women from all walks of life marched and struggled and sacrificed for civil rights, women's rights, and workers' rights. Free people from across the world tore down a wall to end a Cold War, while the revolutions in communications and technology that followed have reduced global barriers to prosperity and cooperation. At the beginning of this young century, we face our own defining moment. Our nation is in the middle of two wars, a war in Iraq that must come to an end, and a war in Afghanistan that is and has always been the central front in the fight against terror. Our planet is in the midst of a climate crisis that, if we do not act, could devastate the world our children inherit. And our economy is in a downward spiral that is costing millions of Americans their homes, their jobs, and their faith in that fundamental promise of America that no matter where you come from, or what you look like, or who your parents are, this is a country where you can make it if you try. But in this moment of great challenge exists an even greater opportunity. For in my travels across this country, I have found that the disillusionment with Washington is not limited to any one party or group of people. It is shared by Democrats, independents, and even Republicans from all walks of life who are tired of being disappointed by the partisanship and petty politics that stop us from solving challenges like health care, energy, and education year after year. These Americans and millions more understand that at this moment in history, we just can't afford to keep doing what we've been doing. They are ready to come together and choose a new and better future for America. This election offers that choice, and this book is about that future. I have a vision for America rooted in the values that have always made our nation the last best hope of Earth. Values that have been expressed to me on front porches and family farms, in church basements and town hall meetings over the last 18 months. The people I've met know that government can't solve all our problems, and they don't expect it to. They believe in personal responsibility, hard work, and self-reliance. They don't like seeing their tax dollars wasted. But they also believe in fairness, opportunity, and the responsibilities we have to one another. They believe in an America where good jobs are there for the willing, where hard work is rewarded with a decent living, and where we recognize the fundamental truth that Wall Street cannot prosper while Main Street crumbles, that a sound economy requires thriving businesses and flourishing families. In a globalized world that has changed dramatically,